You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. Our guest is Ann Corcoran. She is the marvelous driving force behind an indispensable national resource. It's called Refugee Resettlement Watch. We turn to her for matters involving these very troubling developments in the refugee resettlement business, notably the issue that we talked about a moment ago with Congressman Louie Gohmert, namely the idea that Senator Richard Durbin, the number two Democrat in the Senate, is promoting to bring 65,000 Syrians to this country. Ann Corcoran, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us.
Yeah, hi, Frank. Thanks so much for having me.
So I've described this as the beginning of a jihad caucus in the United States Senate. What on earth are these 14 Democrats led by Richard Durbin, Dick Durbin, thinking, as far as you can tell?
I love your name for the group. That's fabulous. Well, here's what's happening. The United Nations has said, and they've been saying it for a year, that they wanted the Western countries to take 130,000 Syrians as refugees in the next, they wanted it in within this year that we're in right now. And they claim that since the U.S. has taken 50% of all the world's refugees in the past, that 50% of the 130,000 is, voila, 65,000 for us. They also have 11,000.
Now, why is that? We should take half of the entire allotment? Is for what reason?
Well, because traditionally the United States takes 50% of the world's refugees. I mean, it's enormous.
You're kidding. I had no idea.
Oh, no, we take 50%. And so they've now taken that 50% and said, well, since we do that for all other refugees in the world, we should take 50% of the 130,000 that the United Nations is now selecting. They have selected 11,000 for us already that are already in the process of being submitted to the U.S. State Department.
Now, where are these folks currently, as best we can tell, Ann Corcoran?
Yeah, most of them are in the UN-run camps in Jordan, Turkey, and Lebanon.
Ann Corcoran is our guest. She runs the marvelous blog Refugee Resettlement Watch. And Ann, you first brought to my attention this letter from Dick Durbin and 13 other senators. No mention is made of the possibility that these folks might be, well, problematic, shall we say. When you mention that the UN runs these refugee camps, at least some in Syria, as best I can tell, are under the influence of outfits like the al-Nusra Front, if not the Islamic State itself. Are you concerned that some of these are people that might be, well, problematic to say the least?
Well, we should all be concerned, but first and foremost, the FBI is concerned. And there was testimony in the House Homeland Security Committee just in February by the FBI saying these refugees coming in from Syria cannot be properly screened. We don't know who these people are. And my research shows that the few we've brought already, which is less than 1,000, that 92% are Sunni Muslims.
There are a lot of Christians in Syria at the moment who are in refugee status. They are not the people that are being selected by the UN. You've written a book recently on this subject for the Center for Security Policy, a bestseller, let me add, at Amazon, as is the video that you have produced about it, a viral runaway hit. All of these, to your great credit, and Refugee Resettlement and the Hijra to America. Talk about this Hijra business and how that bears on whether Christians need apply for refugee status in this country these days.
Well, it's interesting. We've kind of ignored this whole concept of the Islamic doctrine of immigration until recent times. And Muhammad said for his followers to migrate and spread Islam across the world, and that's exactly what's happening. And the refugee resettlement program of the U.S. State Department is a significant piece of that.
Mm. It is indeed. And to the extent that they are pushing it, it, I guess, helps explain why it is that the Saudis don't seem to be taking any of these refugees at all. They're not targeted for this Hijra, evidently.
No, they don't need more Muslims, I think. No, Saudi Arabia does not take any refugees. Anybody who gets into Saudi Arabia is immediately put on a plane and sent back to whatever horrible place in the world they came from.
And this does seem to raise a question as both to the equitability of this arrangement, to say nothing of the advisability of it. You're describing, Ann Corcoran, a program that it seems is really engineered to bring Muslims to nations like ours in substantial numbers. And despite the fact, as you say, that the FBI can't attest to whether they are going to be jihadists or whether they're going to be, you know, upright citizens. But by and large, at least, they're coming out of communities in which Sharia is the law. And that almost certainly means that they're going to be a problem for us. You've also been tracking this phenomenon elsewhere in the country and involving other populations, and notably up in Minnesota. Talk quickly about your recent trip up there.
Yeah, I had a very interesting trip. I visited four towns in Minnesota and was able to meet lots of people who are very, very concerned, and that's about the Somali migration, which has now been going on for over two decades. We have brought over 100,000 Somalis to the United States, and they are still coming in at a rate of 700 or 800 a month, every single month. Month after month, year after year, and there's really no reason for it. I'm sure your listeners are sitting there going, why are we even considering this in light of the fact that some of these young people that we even raised here on our dime are now going off to join Al-Shabaab or ISIS?
And presumably they're doing it for the purposes of honing their skills as jihadists. The question is, will they be allowed back into this country once they have mastered the craft of violent holy war against the American people? And another place where you've been raising an alarm is Spartanburg, South Carolina, represented by Trey Gowdy in the U.S. House of Representatives. I think in part as a result of the alarms you and others have been sounding, he has expressed some serious concern about what's going on. He asked the State Department to answer some 17 questions, as I recall, recently. Has he gotten a response, do you know? And what's the latest out of Spartanburg?
Well, he did get a response to the first 17 and felt that they were inadequate and sent another a bunch of questions, which I don't think he's had answered yet. One of the watchwords of this program is an enormous secrecy that goes on with these. We often call them resettlement contractors, but there are nine nonprofit groups that are really making the decisions as to which towns are going to get refugees and which won't. And so what we're having in Spartanburg is actually, it's really a watershed moment, to tell you the truth, because we're learning so much about the process. And Rep. Trey Gowdy is chairman of the subcommittee, and he could be holding hearings. The subcommittee responsible for the program, and he could be holding hearings anytime, and we urge him to do so, to review the secrecy that goes on with this program, which he's seeing firsthand in his district.
Yeah. This is, of course, the Judiciary Committee Subcommittee on Immigration and Border Security, as I recall. And
that's right.
It does seem as though this is crying out for some sort of oversight, and if not for the national interest, for certainly self-interest reasons, I would urge, as you have, Congressman Trey Gowdy, to take this matter on, not just with respect to Spartanburg, but the larger program about which you have been warning at Refugee Resettlement Watch so long and so well. We have to leave it at that, I'm afraid, for the moment. Ann Corcoran, thank you for your great work. Again, congratulations on the stupendous success of Refugee Resettlement and the HIDRA in America. We'll look forward to talking with you further about all this in the near future. Next up, we'll be speaking with Gordon Chang about both the Chinese turmoil in the Pacific and what the North Koreans are up to. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.